Glory to God. Would you turn to the book of Timothy? 1 Timothy. First Timothy chapter 4. We're very familiar with this. If you're not familiar with this, find a place that gets you familiar with it. 1 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 1. Is everybody there? Now the Spirit expressly, I said expressly. That's when you get that slap, you know. Hey, listen. The Spirit expressly says that in the latter times. Are we in the latter times? Yes, if you don't know that, it's time you did. That in the latter times, some will depart from the faith. In other words, it's not going to say that they're not going to believe Jesus. It's that they're not going to follow him. Because the word believe means to follow. The word faith is to be spiritually, is spiritual sight. So when you are walking by faith, you're not walking in blindness. You are walking in spiritual vision. You are able to see. Jesus walked in faith, didn't he? There's something he said, I don't do anything unless I see my Father do it first. I hear people tell me, well, I'm walking in faith. Well, what did God show you? Well, nothing. I'm just walking in faith. Well, that's not faith. That's stupidity. That's called assumption. And we're not to walk in assumption. The Bible tells us that we have the anointing and we know all things. And he tells us things to come. So he said, many are going to fall or depart from the faith. In other words, they're going to fall from the vision. They're going to fall and walk away from their calling. And they're going to do this by giving heed to who? Deceiving spirits. Well, is a deceiving spirit the Holy Spirit? No, he doesn't deceive. He doesn't lie. These are demons. They're going to give heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of what? Demons. Demons. Boy, that word needs to be mentioned much more. Demons. A demon is a disembodied spirit that loves to go and live in a believer. You mean a believer can have a demon? Yes. Where do you think Jesus was casting them out of? Believe me, we cast out demons weekly, and they're out of believers. Hello. So this foolishness and this religiosity of this self-imposed traditional doctrines that have infiltrated the body of Christ are doctrines of demons. Remember, religion is one of Satan's greatest accomplishments. Religion is a self-imposed belief system. It is self-imposed belief system. And in this self-imposed belief system that these doctrines of demons or these deceiving spirits implement in the individuals, because it's a flawed belief system, they cannot perceive things correctly. That's why there's division in the body of Christ. You know, the Lord said to me, I was talking yesterday, and he said to me, the harvest is coming. I said, yes. And I was thinking about this big harvest. He says, no, the first harvest is coming in the body of Christ. I thought, what? He said, the first harvest is coming in the body of Christ because I have so many people that are lost in my own kingdom. He said, I'm going to bring a harvest in the body before I can bring a harvest to the lost. I'm telling you, it blew me away. I'm going to bring a harvest in my body. That's going to be a great harvest. Because when that great harvest comes, that harvest is going to affect the world. And he shared with me how many people are lost in his own kingdom. And I saw like a kingdom like Israel, you know, where the walls are, and people walking around lost in the kingdom, not knowing where to go or what to do. Even though that they're on the property, they didn't know what to do or what was what. They were lost. They had no purpose, no vision, no destiny. They didn't understand what they were called for. They just went to church. They gave a few bucks here and there. And I thought, what's... And people were scattered. There was no unity. But then there was another part where there was two lines of soldiers walking on the same property. And they were walking in unity. And in this was the warriors of the kingdom, with them knowing their call, their purpose, and their destiny. But the others were walking around like they were blind and lost. And the Lord said, I'm going to bring a harvest in my kingdom first. I'm going to bring a harvest in my kingdom. You know, God did not start denominations. Does everybody understand that? And he wants to melt down the walls of denominations where we become like-minded and like-hearted. Where this self-imposed belief system is no longer upholding. But he warned us. He said, many will fall from the faith, taking heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Now, you got to remember, this letter was not written to unbelievers. It was written to the body of Christ. This Bible is not written to unbelievers. It is written to the body of Christ. It is written to a believer so that they may know the ethics, the traditions, and walk in integrity according to the precepts, commands, and character of Christ Jesus. So in this, there is an infiltration. There is demonic interference. And there is influence that is causing division, that is causing separation, that is causing deception, and it's causing people to turn away from their call, their purpose, and their destiny. And there isn't unity. Would you turn to Psalm 19? Psalm 19. Glory. Demonic interference. It's an alien invasion. You know, my wife first saw me after I'd gotten saved, after my visitation from the Lord. And she hadn't seen me in a while because we were divorced for 3 years. And I got off the plane to see her. She called me an alien. She said, what happened to you? Man, you're an alien. Because I was no longer the same person I used to be. See, when there's an alien invasion, a person changes. But I was invaded by the eternal realm of Christ Jesus. Many people are being invaded by the demonic realm, by Satan's kingdom, called demons. But I got free. See, his invasion in your life brings freedom if you let him. But the invasion of the demonic forces brings bondage. It brings slavery. It brings manipulation. It brings lack. And Psalm 19 and verse 1, would you read it with me? The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his what? His handiwork. Day unto day utters what? Speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where the voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them he has set a what? Tabernacle for the what? For the sun. In other words, he's expressing that he has created the universe, and in the cosmic realm, there is constellations And in the constellations, which we know that there's 12 constellations, he speaks to them. In fact, if you were to start with the first one, it's Virgo, which means virgin. And that last one is Leo, which means king, kingship. And in this, it talks, the 12 constellations speak about the birth and the death and resurrection and the kingship of Christ Jesus, if you really to study the constellations and what they really mean. And he says, and in them he has set a tabernacle for the sun. In other words, the sun being bright. It's being bright. And he calls it a tabernacle. Now, we know that there is an eternal tabernacle, isn't there? And then there's the tabernacle of God, which is eternal. And then the tabernacle, which Jesus said, I am the way, truth, and life. And he's called the sun, isn't he? So I want you to look at this as not only in the natural realm, but in the spiritual realm, Jesus is known as the tabernacle of God. He's called the Son of God. So in this it says, in them he set a tabernacle for the what? The Son, which is like a what? A bridegroom coming out of what? His chamber. And what is Jesus? He's the bridegroom, isn't he? And we're the bride. So which is like a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices like a strong man to run its race. Its rising is from one end of heaven and its circuit to the other end, and there is nothing hidden from its what? Its heat. In other words, its heat, its presence, its radiance. In other words, nothing can be hidden from God. Nothing. So in other words, you and I worship the Son of God, don't we? He's the bridegroom. He's coming out of his chamber from the tabernacle. So there's a difference here of worshiping of the sun and worshiping of the moon. Now, the moon is a reflection of the sun, isn't it? But it isn't the sun. And in this, I want you to grab hold of something because it's so powerful, because the moon will produce religion. It's a worship of material. It's a worship of idols. It's a worship of false things. You and I worship the Creator, not creation. Turn to Revelation 12. Revelation 12. Is everybody there? Revelation chapter 12. In verse 1. Let's read this, please. Now a great sign appeared where? In the heaven or the constellations? A woman clothed with what? The sun. She was clothed with the what? The sun. Why? Now I want you to understand something. You got to look at the Bible as three-dimensional. It's not only past, present, and future, but it's associated with the natural and the spiritual. And the woman was clothed with the sun. In other words, who was she backed by? Christ. Amen. Now look at this. This is powerful. With the what? The moon what? Under her feet. Hello. And on her head was a what? Garland of 12 stars, representing 12 constellations, also representing Israel, the tribes, also representing the 12 disciples that would come. And I can go on and on. It also means governmental, spiritual government. So I want you to see something powerful, because a woman was clothed with the sun, but under her feet was the moon. You know, there's a lot of moon god worship. Did you ever hear of the crescent moon? Right from the beginning, the Lord already warned us what our fight would be against. Why? Because Satan's kingdom represents the moon. It's the reflection, because he's always trying to copy who? God. He's always trying to be like God. So everybody got this? So even in the natural realm, now, the moon is the light of the what? The night. And the sun is the light of the what? day. But what really gives the moon its light? The sun. Because from the Son of God, all life was created. And everything was created in him and through him. See, God already spoke to me and you in the natural realm. It's already been done. That's why the Bible says the glory of God has been revealed in his creation. His message is everywhere if we really are just looking. But see, the devil loves to defile and contaminate everything. So he begins to use the constellation as all of these other things of birth things. Oh, you must be a Gemini. No, you're an idiot. You're deceived. And it's amazing how many believers still read the horoscope. Cracks me up. They read the horoscope more than I do a Bible. Did you read your horoscope today? They go to Chinese places and read the fortune cookie. Oh, look what's going to happen to me. Deception is Satan's greatest weapon. And his power is fear. Because if he can deceive you, he can bind you. And then he puts you under fear. It's baffling to me how many believers still go to mediums, psychics. It's because they're not told the truth. The Bible says truth will make you free. And it's not because you don't know it. It's because you don't practice it. If you practice it, it gets you free. There's a lot of people who are going to go to hell knowing the Bible. Because who they serve when they die is where they go. There's a lot of people who are going to hell with a full stomach. I'm telling you, we are at a breaking edge right now. It's almost like I can see the Lord kicking in doors. It's time. Wake up. I'm coming. It's time. Wake up. Get rid of your accursed items. Clean your house up. Clean your houses out. Clean up. What does he say? Prepare your house. Prepare. I'm coming. I'm coming. Become a part of the harvest. The harvest of light, not the harvest of darkness. And in this, he says, this is so powerful because, you know, he shows us right here that many are going to worship the true God and they're going to be those who worship the false gods. Anything associated with moon worship, logos of the moon, is associated with Satan's kingdom. I go into people's homes. They have a horseshoe over their door. Oh, our house is blessed. No, your house is cursed. Well, that's just a lucky charm. Oh, God. The word lucky comes from the word Lucifer. People are so deceived and ignorant because they're not seeking the truth. That's why the Bible says, seek ye the kingdom of God and all things will be added unto you. In other words, seek the truth. Find out what's going on. No. Verse 2. Then being with child, she cried out in labor and in pain to give birth. And another sign appeared in heaven. Behold, the what? A great fiery red dragon having 7 heads and 10 horns and 7 diadems on his heads. His tail drew a third of the stars of heaven and threw them where? To the earth. And the dragon stood before the woman who was ready to give birth to devour her child as soon as it was what? Born. Now these stars are the angels that were under Satan's rule. And Satan, who was Lucifer, ruled a third of the angels. They became the principalities now. These angels are not demons. Angels do not become demons. They already have a body. Demons are disembodied spirits. But there were angels that put on flesh and came into the natural realm, and you can read that in Genesis. I think it's in 10. 10 or 11, something like that. Genesis 10. And they became giants. And their offsprings produced demons. Demons, when they died, their spirits roamed the earth. And those demons, that's why God destroyed the earth. With what? Water, remember? He flooded it. Why? Because everything was evil. Because the demonic forces had infiltrated. Satan, you know, this may sound strange to you, but you don't realize that Satan actually impregnated Eve. How did he do that? By causing her to eat at a tree. See, God already, listen, that's why Satan was in bondage, wasn't he? He was a slave. He was in prison. And he deceived Eve. He planted his seed in her. That's why she's known as the mother of living. Why? Because things that are living will what? Die. She was no longer the mother of eternity. She was the mother of living. Eve. And then she deceived Adam. And from that point on, they produce offsprings of darkness. That's why you and I are blind when we are born. That's why we must be born again. Whole nother teaching, I'm not going there. And verse 5. She bore a male child who was to rule what? All nations with a rod of iron. And her child was caught up to God in his throne. Then the woman fled into the wilderness, where she has a place prepared by God that they should feed her there 1,260 days. This was a prophecy. Now, I want you to understand something. Prophecy can also be something of history. It doesn't always have to pertain to things future. Many of the prophets prophesied about things that happened already. Even Isaiah and Ezekiel, they prophesied about Lucifer. They prophesied of what, who he was and what he did and when he, how God created him. So prophecy is not always associated with future, because prophecy is three-dimensional. It is associated with past, present, and future. But if you have the Spirit and you're yielding to the Spirit, you will know what he's speaking about. So in this, we see that this prophecy of history was talking about things of past that was going into the future. He's given a summary of what's happening. Go to verse 7. Now, where were these stars thrown to? The earth. In verse 7, it says, then what? War broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon, and the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was the place found for them where? In heaven any longer. In other words, they are going to infiltrate the natural realm. They are going to be removed eventually from the spirit realm and infiltrate the natural realm. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength in the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ has come. For the accuser of our brethren, who accused them before our God day and night, has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Wow. So there's a demonic influence or interference and an alien invasion that has occurred, and it's increasing more and more and more every day. They have now infiltrated our government. They've infiltrated the kingdom. They've infiltrated all kinds of places in the whole world. And they're trying to bring one rule, one government, one economy, and one religion. And they are worshipers of the moon god. Are you listening? And there are multiple worshipers of idols. The moon is an idol. Go to Ephesians 4. Demonic interference. Ephesians chapter 4. You came to hear the truth, right? Praise be to my Father. He knows it. And it's time the body of Christ knew it. So everything you learn, you're to teach. This is not just for you to go, oh, what revelation.
I'll just put that on the shelf till it collects dust.
No. What you learn, you're to teach, because what you learn, you're accountable for. Ephesians 4, verse 11. Let's read it together. And he himself gave some to be what? Apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers. For what? For the what? For equipping. For equipping of the saints. For the work of what? Wow, isn't that something? So, are you being equipped for the work of ministry? Yes. If you're going to a place where you're not being equipped for the work of ministry, get out. Don't become a seat warmer. You're sitting in the same pew. You become the stink because you don't get an oil change. You stink. It's for the equipping of the saints, for the work of ministry, for the edifying of what? The body of Christ. Till we all come to the unity of the faith, of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a what? A perfect man. And to the measure of the stature of the what? Fullness. I want you to understand something. This demonic interference is to prevent you from coming to the fullness of the stature of Christ. One of the things he does not want you to do is walking in the fullness of Christ, of his character, of who he is, of his power, of his truth. He fears you. So he tries to prevent you from getting to where you belong. And verse 14, that we should what? No longer be what? Children. Tossed to and fro and carried about with what? Every wind of doctrine. And what kind of doctrine is this? There's only one truth. Anything else is a doctrine of demons. By the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting, but speaking the truth in love, may what? May what? May what? See, because the devil doesn't want you to grow up in the fullness of Christ. He doesn't want you truly to know who you are. Because he fears you. So if he can prevent you from maturing and growing in the fullness of Christ, he's got you under his control. Because the Bible says the anointing breaks the yoke.
Yeah, but I've been a believer 30 years and I have no problems.
Well, the reason why you don't have any problems is not because you're a believer. It's because the devil has you already. What are you doing for the kingdom? Are you a threat to Satan's kingdom? Are you a threat to Satan's kingdom? Well, yeah, I pay my tithes. Well, that's good. But are you personally a threat to Satan's kingdom? Are you an exposer of darkness? Are you a compromiser? Are you hot for Christ? Or are you cold? Are you lukewarm? These are areas that we must examine ourselves, because I can tell you, God is examining us. Hello? And verse 15 again, but speaking the truth in love may grow up in all things into him who is the head, Christ, from whom the whole body joined and knit together by what every joint supplies according to his effective working, by which every part does its share. Are you doing your share? Causes what? Growth of the body for the edifying of itself. Remember, this is to equip us so that the fullness of Christ is manifested. So you and I must know and discern the influence of the demonic forces, their interference, and their invasion. We must discern these things. We must know these things. In other words, God is trying to get us, get individuals of His children to a place of stability. Write these down. A place of stability, integrity, and unwavering. Stability, integrity, and unwavering. So that we come to the fullness of trust, faithfulness, and the character of Christ. The fullness of trust, faithfulness, and the character of Christ. Satan's influence will bring interference. 1 John chapter 4. We have a wonderful teaching called, Who Told You That? Everybody okay? You know, it's amazing how God already showed us and told us all the things. He told us everything. Everything that was going to come, what was going to happen. But we get so caught up in survival and what we're doing. You know, the worst thing that we can do is be successful in the wrong assignment. Becoming successful in the wrong assignment. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 1. Let's read this together. Beloved, that means believer. Do not believe what? Every what? Every spirit. But test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have come out into the world. In other words, alien invasion. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. There it is. So do you have friends? Do you know people that will not confess that Jesus Christ came in the flesh? Well, then they're not of God. I don't know one Muslim that will confess that. I don't know one Buddha believer that won't confess that. And so many other idol worshipers and moon worshipers, they will not confess that. Only those who worship the true God Almighty and the Son of God will confess that. Has everybody got that? Is everybody okay? But it's amazing how people will go and worship with them because they're deceived. What you worship is what you serve. And what you serve is what you worship. Hallelujah. And this is the spirit of the what? Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. So the Antichrist, we have been invaded by aliens, and this is Satan's kingdom. They're called Antichrist spirits, which we've talked about already. And what they have done, because Satan's greatest accomplishment was to establish a self-imposed religion that worships idols. In verse 4, you are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us, but he who is not of God does not hear us, because this we know, the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Again, I want you to understand that the word believe means to follow. That's why Jesus said, many will call out on my name. Say, Lord, Lord, I did this for you. I did that for you. And Lord will say, I don't know you. What do you mean you don't know me? I've called out on your name. Yes, but you practice lawlessness. You said you believed, but you never followed. Hello. You use my word for your gain, but you never followed me. You built your empires and used my gifts for your gain, but you never followed me. Hello. Testing the spirits. Remember, you are testing the spirits. Listen to this. Write this down. You are testing their belief system. You are testing their motives. And you are testing their fruits. Three things you test. Because invasion is in your own home. And it must be exposed and removed. Your temple, your living quarters, and the atmosphere surrounding you. Your temple, your living quarters, and the atmosphere surrounding you. If you don't do these things, it will prevent the growth of Christ in you. That's why the Bible says they're always, always learning, but never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Let's go to 1 John chapter 5 and verse 18. Chapter 5, verse 18. Let's read this. And we know that whoever is born of God does not sin. That word sin means does not fellowship with the presence of evil. If you truly are born of God, you don't fellowship with the presence of evil. You expose it. But he who has been born of God, what? Keeps himself from what? The presence of evil. And the wicked one does what? Not touch them. Why? Because they're keeping themselves from the presence of evil. That's why the Bible says the beginning of wisdom is what? Depart from evil. The fear of the Lord is to what? Depart from evil. Verse 19. We know that we are of God and the whole world lies under the sway of the what? Wicked one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us an understanding that we may know him who is true. And we are in him who is true, in his Son, Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life. Little children, keep yourself from idols. Why? Because these idols will open the door to the presence of evil. If you are born of God, that means you do not fellowship with the presence of evil. Idols are the presence of evil that influence and distract and hinder the growth and maturing in Christ Jesus. Self is the greatest idol of influence. The second greatest influence is the spirit of mammon. It is the spirit of mammon. Matthew 6. Jesus exposed this to the rich man. He said, the rich man came to him and said, you know, Lord, I do all those things you ask. I give alms, I do this, I feed, clothe, and shelter. I come to church three times a week, and I worship you, I honor you, I bless you. Jesus said, that's good. Now sell everything you have and give it to the poor and follow me. And a dude passed out. And he walked away and never returned again. Because his idol was money. He served money. See, you and I are not to serve money. Money should serve us. There's nothing wrong with being wealthy as long as the wealth doesn't control you. Has everybody got it? You know how many times people say no to something because money's involved? It is the greatest idol besides self that influences mankind. Money. Because the world system has made it that you can't do anything without it. Why? Because the world system is controlled by Satan's kingdom. The rule of this earth is Satan. Has everybody got it? That's why the Lord said, come out from among them and be separate. You know, when I lost everything, I lost everything. I was homeless in my own home. No running water, no electricity, no nothing. But when I got saved, I had everything. I had everything. When I have him, I had everything. Then as the Lord began to restore things and return things, and a more responsibility started coming. Now, I understand why a lot of people want to stay homeless. No responsibilities. No cares. But in that, they're really not an effect to Satan's kingdom. They're not damaging to Satan's kingdom. God did not call us to become homeless. He called us to be a light and salt and gave us life and life abundantly. The devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I found myself in the area where I always had to step away, because even though there's ministry and so forth, and the more you're doing, the more responsible you are. The more God restores to you, the more accountable you are and responsible. The more things that you're doing for the kingdom of God, the more responsible and accountable you are. And then you've got to begin to think about, okay, how are we going to get money to do what we're doing? I hate that. I hate to ask for money. I hate it. But I do it because I know that God says it brings a blessing to those who give. But I love to just give. See, I love to give. I had to learn how to receive. Because when I was in the world, I was a taker. But when I came to Christ, I became a giver. And it was hard for me to accept anything from people then. And then the Lord began to reveal to me, well, you're interfering with the blessing. So now I say, bring it on in. Bring it on in so you can be blessed. And then we can bless someone else. My wife and I don't buy cars. Because we've bought cars for people and given cars away to where God just keeps bringing us another car. And then when he brings us a car, we say, Lord, what do we do with this car? And then we bless somebody with it. Or he says, this one's yours. Hallelujah. But we don't buy cars. Because if you give, you receive. But the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. He's a taker. He is not a giver. The only thing he gives is deception. Deception. And the Bible says, are you a man who would rob God in tithes and offerings? It's amazing how many people still hold on to money as an idol. Well, I got bills to pay. Well, let me tell you, you're the one that doesn't pay your bills. He does. If you're paying his bills, he'll pay yours. Matthew 6:23. Is everybody there? And you must understand, and we're going to talk more later, not today, about Satan's dwelling and how he rules the world by hanging money over people's head and controlling the world with the operation of oil. In Matthew 6 and verse 23, is everybody there? Let's read this together. Let's start at verse 22. The lamp of the body is the what? The eye. If therefore your eye is good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in you is darkness, how great is that darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Wow. Therefore, I say to you, do not worry about your life. Hello. Do not worry about your life. What you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food and the body more than clothing? You cannot serve God and mammon. In Luke 16. Verse 10. Is everybody there? Luke 16:10. He who is faithful what is least is what? Faithful also in much. He who is faithful in what is least is faithful in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit you trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own? Again, no servant can serve what? Two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. In 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy chapter 6. Is everybody there? Let's read this. Verse 9. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 9. But those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and to many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, gentleness. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, to which you were also called, and have confessed the good confession in the presence of many witnesses. I urge you in the sight of God, who gives life to all things, and before Christ Jesus, who witnessed the good confession before Pontius Pilate, that you keep this commandment without spot, blameless, until our Lord Jesus Christ's appearing, which he will manifest in his own time. He who is the blessed and only Pontiff, the King of kings and Lord of lords, who alone has immortality dwelling in unapproachable light, whom no man has seen or can see, to whom be honor and everlasting power forever and ever. Again, the love of money is the root of all evil. It is an idol. A what? An idol. Turn to Ezekiel 14. Ezekiel 14. Verse 1. Now some of the elders of Israel came to me and sat before me. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, these men have set up their idols in their hearts, and have put before them that which causes them to stumble into iniquity. Should I let myself be inquired of at all by them? Therefore speak to them and say to them, Thus says the Lord God, Everyone who of the house of Israel who sets up his idols in his heart and puts before him what causes him to stumble into iniquity, and then comes to the prophet, I, the Lord, will answer him who comes according to the multitude of his idols, that I may seize the house of Israel by their heart, because they are all strayed from me by their what? Idols. Can your children become an idol? Can your home and possessions become an idol? Amen. Therefore say to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, Repent, turn away from your idols, and turn your faces away from all your abominations. For any one of the house of Israel or of the strangers who dwell in Israel who separates himself from me and sets up his idols in his heart and puts before him what causes him to stumble into iniquity, then comes to a prophet to inquire of him concerning me, I, the Lord, will answer him by myself. I will set my face against that man and make him a sign and a proverb. I will cut him off from the midst of my people. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. And if the prophet is induced to speak anything, I, the Lord, have induced that prophet. I will stretch out my hand against him and destroy him from among my people Israel. And they shall bear their iniquity. The punishment of the prophet shall be the same as the punishment of the one who inquired, that the house of Israel may no longer stray from me, nor be profaned any more with all their transgressions, but they may be my people, and that I may be their God, says the Lord God. Now I want to go a little bit further here in verse 12 and 13. Because when the Lord brought this to me, he said, this is United States. The word of the Lord came again to me saying, Son of man, when a land sins against me by persistent unfaithfulness, I will stretch out my hand against it, and I will cut off its what? Supply of bread. Send famine on it, and cut off man and beast from it. Does everybody see that? And this is what United States is falling into right now. That's why we have famine. You know, you may not know what's going on in the other parts of the country, but there's famine. There's drought. Some places are being flooded, and crops are being destroyed. There's an economy collapse. Many people are out of work. Their dependency is on government. Things are not well. And it's because this country has sinned against God. This administration has turned their back on Israel. And they have promoted of selling off her land for their self-agenda, their self-imposed belief system. That is not the belief system of Christ. Politicians proclaiming to be Christians, yet they promote the death of children and abortions. They promote the same-sex marriage. And they promote the spread of distribution of one's hard-earned money. So they want to control their own distribution instead of allowing the freedom of a person to give to whom they want. We are in a terrible time right now. And things are not going to get better. They will get worse. But if you're right with God, and you're in line with His divine order, your light will shine, and you will prosper. The greatest prosperity you can have is a revelation and a knowledge of Him who is, who was, and whoever will be. Because when you have Him, you have everything. You will not lack. And the scripture will be fulfilled, the Lord is my shepherd. I will not want, nor will I lack. And He will guide me where to get drink, where to get food, and where to fellowship. Amen? I have a lot more, but I believe we need to stop right now. Search your temple, search your house, and search your atmosphere. And remove those things that are idols. Remove them. Remove them. Expose them. Accursed items in people's homes. You know, the Word of God is true and will not return void. The Bible says, don't forsake to prophesy. And don't forbid to pray in tongues. This is what the Bible says. Man, don't get in arguments over people. If they want to stay ignorant, let them stay ignorant. Be the example. Expose the idol. Declare the truth. And let God do whatever He needs to do. But it's you and God. It's you and your Father. That's the walk. Declare the truth. Be ready in season and out. But don't get caught up in arguments. Let the blind lead the blind, and hopefully they'll come to the truth. Sometimes people have to go out and eat more dirt to finally get it. So don't interfere with what God is doing. Express it. Declare it. Prophesy it. Speak in truth. Pray in the Spirit. And remove those idols. So God can be God, and you can be His child, His servant, and His steward. Father, we thank You for Your word this morning. We are honored and blessed. You are awesome and You are mighty. Keep us alert. Keep us sensitive. And grant us the clarity, wisdom, and knowledge that we may be about Your business. Because of the demonic interference that has infiltrated this country and Your kingdom. Lord, we pray for laborers for the harvest, for the great harvest. And bring that harvest in Your body, that the harvest can be brought forth in this world. And that the name above all names can be glorified. Jesus Christ. And everybody said amen. Hallelujah.